And we're back with another awesome episode of Extra Credit, where we are live on location here at CrockerCon, the event that is put on every year by the Crocker Art Museum here in Sacramento. It's an awesome opportunity to bring together like people who have, you know, an allure and affinity to things of nerd culture, as well as bringing art. And I have people around me who are singing Good Enough by Cyndi Lauper over here. So
it's a great song, and The Goonies is an amazing movie.
That right there you hear is my co-host Spencer Williams. Spencer.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, I'm glad you're in better mood. And he's taking a picture now. You were so distracted that...
There's too much going on here. This is like the worst place to record.
No, I think it's a perfect place to record because you're completely like focused on dancing to this song.
It's a good song. It's good enough for me.
Are you serious? Did you just literally?
Yeah.
Well, as you can tell, we're having a good time. Spencer's having a good time, and
fun time, yeah.
This isn't one of those instances where this happens very often. There's not many conventions that happen as frequent if you're aware of like what a convention is. Conventions usually are a one-year event. They do happen usually at certain times. Like obviously everyone knows the really big one, San Diego Comic-Con.
Right.
Happens every year in July in San Diego, obviously.
Uh-huh.
If you're local here to the Sacramento area, you know of things like Wizard World or Fandemic.
Or Sacramento Comic Con.
Or Sacramento Comic Con, yeah. Or even Sac Anime. Or even like, there's the video game. What's that video game one?
What video game one?
There's a Developer Expo.
Ah.
Indie Gaming Expo, that's right.
And that one's
usually. Yeah, that one's usually in December, I want to say. But like, things like this, when they happen, it's like a really awesome opportunity to come together and just have fun with people who share in like those same fandoms.
Right.
Like we are literally sitting at a table and right across from us is a child in a red shirt with a what seems to be his father in a top hat. To the right of us is this elderly group of ladies who are standing in front of a video camera doing recording work or whatever. And then of course across from us we got people in Ghostbuster attire.
And they even brought their own Ghostbusters car.
They even brought their own Ghostbusters stuff. Like, there's literally an Ecto car right over there. Like
we are Ecto across 1. The way from Starfleet. They're over there.
Seriously, this place is really an awesome opportunity, not just to come and to see all the great sights and sounds, not just to buy your unique wares. This is my jam.
Roxanne! Okay. You don't have to wear that dress tonight. Okay, this is not a karaoke podcast.
Hey, you were singing like not even 30 seconds
it
ago.
It was a whisper, almost a careless whisper.
Well, since you're on a roll tonight, Spencer, what is your experience with conventions? Because I know it's not very vast,
yeah.
But it's still like you've been impressed thus far with what you've seen. What is your experience with it thus far?
Okay, I've been to like three. This one, CrockerCon, and then Sac Anime, I've been to.
Yeah.
And then I also went to PAX West one year.
Oh, you actually gone to PAX West?
Yeah.
That's impressive. I've never gone to PAX West.
Yeah, I drove up there with a friend, and that was quite a drive.
Now we're doing Ferris Bueller.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That was Spencer. That's cool. I didn't know you went to PAX West. That's actually really cool.
Yeah, I went back in, like, 2012.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. Like, we got invited once with the team for Magic the Gathering, myself and VGB host Corey Vincent, but we never really took him up on that because we had to work.
Wow. That's unfortunate.
Honestly, I'm kind of, like, taken aback. Like, you actually have some strong experience with this.
Well, if you consider three strong, then yes.
But I mean, you one of the biggest ones, PAX West.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, that's about as big as San Diego.
Oh, okay. I actually, I've never been to San Diego, so I had no like real idea.
I mean, you got PAX West, PAX East, and then South by Southwest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But those are all like equally as large as each other.
Oh, okay.
And San Diego is like one of those. So it's oh my gosh.
Boo!
All right, well, Spencer's now booing Captain Planet. Okay.
That's not Captain Planet. They switched it, and I am so angry right now.
Well,
this DJ.
Spencer went from a 10 here at his experience to a 1. But it's really interesting. Like, what are some of the things that you look forward to in seeing when you come to a convention?
Actually, it's kind of like really the thing I like the most is looking at like people's art, because people are just really creative, and then seeing just the cosplayers, because there are just the most creative people who make their own outfits that I'm always just like, I could never make anything that's even a tenth as good as what you're wearing right now, and you're just wearing it so naturally that it looks like a regular outfit. It's amazing.
And it's true. What's really great is that people come from all over the city to be able to create awesome costumes for events like this. And it's not even like they're not getting paid for it. No, there's no cosplayer out here who is large enough in this particular area that we know of that gets paid just to show up in a costume.
Yeah.
But they still show up either way. They work and they toil and they put in hours of days of weeks worth of work. I mean,
yeah,
from
you
here,
can tell it's a passion project.
From right where we're looking at, there is a Avengers Endgame Ant-Man outfit right over there that is actually super legit.
Yeah. And I was looking at him earlier, like, it's really nice how he's got all the like lights on it and everything.
It's super cool. And like things like that take time.
Yeah.
And you have to appreciate. You have to seriously, truly appreciate like the work that's put into it, because it's not just something that's done overnight. Nobody goes and buys things like that.
Yeah, yeah.
It takes time, effort, work, heart, and people actually do really hard, like work really hard on them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know? And so one of the things that I really enjoy when it comes to like coming to conventions, so I haven't been to PAX, but I have been to San Diego three, four times.
Uh-huh.
And then obviously the local ones here like SAC Anime, Sacramento Con, or SACCon, even the Indie Gaming Expo I went once.
Mm-hmm.
Wizard World and all that. Like, they're great opportunities to really get to know what your community is up to in terms of like that nerd community, that cosplay community, that awesome chance to be able to see like what people are really wanting to build. We have a guy here, his name's Danny Zeke, and I believe that's his last name, and he's actually this guy who his entire crew focuses solely on creating Predator cosplays, and he goes the whole way. Like, if you go up close, you can see like the tape and the paint and everything, but like from afar, he's on stilts. He looks like a legit straight up Predator from the movies, and it's incredible, you know. And the work that he puts into it is stunning, because he loves what he does, and it's a passion thing for him. We have other cosplayers, people like our friend Jay that we're looking at right over there. We're gonna have to get him over here on the show tonight. Who he dresses up and he looks like he does really great for Jay's a kind of a shorter guy, but Jay does really great cosplay characters for with what he has.
So
obviously,
you're calling a person short and then gonna try to get him on the podcast?
Well, no, his actual handle is the short nerdy guy, short nerdy cosplay guy.
Okay.
So don't hate on that. Shoot. but like even stuff that's just really awesome to see. And like I said, a lot of people who come here, they come because they love doing this kind of thing.
Yeah.
These things are here, these conventions, these events, they actually give people an opportunity to connect, to network. You know, as much as this is a place to hang out, this is also a place to grow and progress in their ability, not only just to create, but to also learn. There's I don't know if you know this, and hopefully we're going to try to get them on later. From the massive YouTube channel Odin Makes. Odin is actually here at the CrockerCon event, and he is like, he's absolutely so great to talk to, and he's somebody who has been creating cosplay props for God knows how long. And looks like we're having Jay coming over. Hey Jay, we were just talking about you.
What's
don't
up?
Poke yourself out.
So, Jay, let us know, what are you cosplaying as tonight?
Old Man Logan.
Old Man Logan. And actually, we saw you actually do this on Instagram. It looked really cool. What are some of the things that you do to prepare when you guys, like, dress up and get ready for things like this?
I usually, if I'm going to do, like, Old Man Logan, I'll watch a bunch of, like, X-Men cartoons and then the movies. You know, just to get in the mood.
Yeah.
And then, like, on the way to the con, we'll listen to, like, you know, the Logan soundtrack.
there you go.
To get in the mood and stuff like that.
A little bit of Johnny Cash going on through the
radio. Yeah.
So I think the bigger question, just because I know there's a lot of things you got to do and you still got to go and finish up your photo ops, like, what is it that drives you to cosplay? Like, what is the passion behind it for you?
Oh, it's just, you know, sometimes, you know, real life. Well, I mean, real life, we wear, you know, clothes that don't really portray us,
yeah,
in a sense of like what we're thinking we are,
yeah,
and so therefore, you know, that's why you cosplay,
yeah,
because there's a little bit of that person in everyone. And so if, you know, obviously I'm short and I'm sarcastic and a little angry, so, you know, naturally Wonder Woman is naturally my cosplay of choice.
There we go.
No, Wolverine is, you know, a natural choice for me.
Yeah.
But also at the same time, you know, Hugh Jackman, although great as Wolverine, kind of messed it up because, you know, that man's like 6'1" and he's not like 5'3".
Yeah.
So
So before we let you go, what are some of the things that you're looking forward to cosplaying as the year continues on? Like, what's some of the things you got in store?
Well, I've been working on two types of a space He-Man
swords.
Ah.
So I've made the toy one, and then I made the actual show one.
Nice.
Moon Knight, with the white suit, just like three-piece suit.
Yeah.
On Moon Knight. Because everyone's going to probably do the hooded, armored white Moon Knight. What else? I think that's it for right now, because there's just, you know, a lot of things are happening, a lot of things are changing.
Yeah.
So, you know, Spider-Man going over to Sony.
Yeah. A lot of big changes happening.
A lot of big changes. Disney Plus coming out and just, like, taking a hold of our childhoods.
Really? Just grabbing them by... Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, dropping Disney Afternoon, and now they just dropped Fox Kids Afternoon today,
yep.
And I'm just like, all right, well, you know. So.
Well, thanks for sticking around with us, Jay. Before you go, let people know where they can find you and all your cosplays.
My Instagram is shortnerdyman. Short_nerdyman.
There you go.
Yeah, and that's where I do most, is Instagram. So.
All right, well, thanks right. for having you, man.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Cool.
Have a good night.
That's the kind of stuff that we're talking about, like getting a chance to be able to talk to people who actually do this and love doing it, you know? Also here tonight, here at the CrockerCon experience, I guess, if you want to call it, we have also one of the hosts of the Capeless Crusaders, one of the local comic book podcasts, as well as one of the hosts of the Dame Patrol, Miss Amy.
Hi.
Are you still the distracted dame, or are you?
The song. Like, they went through that entire 80s mix. Like, come on. They set it off. Like,
Didn't I say distracted?
I did say distracted. It was good enough. Like, and then we had the best. Oh, come on. It was literally like a baby just collection of beautiful 80s
music. Let Sublime just happen. Why don't you?
What
I really
want
to say.
So, you.
I can't define.
So, you guys have a very successful podcast. You guys actually just recently announced a merger with another larger podcast.
Yeah, down in LA, Nerd On. We're really excited for that. But yeah, we're purely comic book / comic book entity / movie / TV show / not slashers, thankfully.
That's a lot of slashes.
Yeah, that's a lot.
We just had Wolverine on a little bit ago, so I guess.
Oh,
yeah.
You saw Jay.
Yeah, we ran into Jay a little bit ago.
I like him. He's
so
fun.
Why do you come to these conventions?
It's like this one in particular.
In general, because like, so me and Spencer were talking, and like one of the great things that people do when they come here is either come to check out all the great art or the great outfits, or find an opportunity to network and connect with people.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, where do you kind of find yourself falling in there?
Well, besides this DJ being completely on, oh shoot. Dang it, this is my song. Sorry, I got really distracted. Oh my gosh, okay.
I feel like all these songs are your song at some
this
point.
This one really is, and I'm going to try to stay on topic, so I'm going to stare at you
it's
really
like,
hard.
It's like that, it's like that
we'll
one.
We'll get through this together.
It's Spencer, like that one really
girl,
like loud. It's like that one really loud, shrillish girl at the club, like, oh my god, this is my jam.
Thank you.
That's, yeah.
I hope people can hear the song in the background because outstanding. It is outstanding. The reason I actually show up to a lot of the conventions, especially for our community for Sacramento, is the sense of community. For me to be able to know when you had Short Nerdy Man on that it's Jay. I've known Jay for 5 years. Oh my gosh. 5 years. And I actually met him on my very first convention, which was here at CrockerCon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So it's always a friendiversary. We take a weird selfie, and I'm like, look, we're not dead yet. And I haven't annoyed you to leaving me alone, but.
Did you say you're not dead yet?
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure.
That's how it works.
Like, that's a pretty interesting, like, greeting. Like, hey, you're not dead yet. Like, were you expecting me to? Like,
sometimes
Spencer,
are dead.
You are not going to be adopting any of these new greetings. Don't even think about
it. But he can have all of our greetings and salutations because he makes me want to shout.
Wow. I'm so glad the song changed.
Outstanding. I'm sorry.
But
okay.
It will go on in our hearts.
But it's
oh, my gosh.
It will always go on in our hearts. It's about community. Conventions bring together the best of all people. Especially, this is the place where, literally, we're podcasters. We are sitting live, to quote my other co-host, the good Dr. Barry, we're live at the time in the, like, the courtyard of a museum. In, like, legitimately, there's, like, they had live cosplay art going on with people drawing, and they were making masks. And in the other lobby, there's a whole bunch of content creators that you can make friends with and get to know, like, who they are and what they do and what they love. And it's just a celebration of all things that make us individual and reminds us that we're not alone. Like, for crying out sakes, there's another podcast that's hanging out over on the other main...
Oh, yeah.
The Graphic Novels Explorer Club, who are fantastic. And I'm just like, go network, make friends, be awesome, let them love on you, like, learn everybody, get to know people, because this is such a great, not just Sacramento, but conventions give you the opportunity to feel like you're a part of something. And in a world that is so consistently isolated, and we continue to feel that we are becoming more and more isolated, it's one of those places to let your freak flag fly, get connected, and just love on people.
That's
I mean,
really well put. I like that.
Look, I'm not always distracted because the Mary Jane song didn't get me.
Wow.
It was just this song. But I can quote it. That's the bad part. So I'm refraining.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm trying. I'm being like, Spencer's the rock. Spencer's the rock.
Spencer, you're the rock?
He is the rock.
Uh-oh.
So,
we just had a really great, interesting interlude there before we came back. It's true, like the way Amy puts it, it's a very much like cornucopia of different types of people that you have coming to things like this. So it's not just an opportunity to see just all the great and beautiful costumes, but like you said, it's a great opportunity to bring the community together and have that opportunity to just learn and love and be with each other, you know, having that awesome time. And I'm around two people who are singing and dancing. This
but
is
we
why
want the funk. This is, like, I think this is the other part, that this is the heart of this community, is that when we throw music in, and we're all sober at this table, we want the funk. See, Spencer's
singing,
like,
about wanting the funk.
Oh, are we? And he's having the best time. But this is just proof that you put some nostalgia in it, you give yourself the opportunity to relax, to enjoy your fandoms, to celebrate who you are in a public environment where you feel safe. Yeah. I think that's the biggest thing. Is that conventions give you the opportunity to feel safe to be yourself. So when you see that particular form of, I don't know if she's Alice, she might be an ice queen. She's comfortable. There's a Catwoman who looked fantastic earlier that I saw that is wearing the tightest leather pants, and I praise her for it because she looks amazing. Mm-hmm. I can't fit in them, but she's rocking herself. The Ghostbusters are probably one of the nicest people you will ever meet for their it's not even a union, but apparently Bustin' makes them feel good. So... it's about feeling comfortable in your environment, and the conventions give you that.
Yeah.
Aside from the distractions and the sweet, sweet, funky bass lines.
All right. Well, before we get away with our funkiness, before Amy, before you go, why don't you let the people know where can they find you, where can they find the Capeless Crusaders, and what can we expect for you guys in the near future, and with the whole merger with NerdOn and everything?
It's not a murder.
Not a murder.
There's not
There's
a murder.
There's no crows here.
There's no crows. You got my joke about the murder of crows. I like you. Getting to spend some more time with you guys. I'd love to actually do any of our crossovers. Oh, shoot. There's another one I've got to get quick. So you can find us at thecablescrusaders.com. Like Eddie said, that we have been merged with NerdOn, but we're still over there at that website. You can find us on the Instama Swams at the Capeless Crusaders, on Twitter at the Capeless Ones, because the guy that took the Capeless Crusaders things is a big old jerk. And yeah, we're looking forward to our current episode that's going to come out on the 16th is a review of The Winter Soldier, the comic book, and we make really terrible jokes about NSYNC. Mostly.
Well, there you
me.
Go.
Sounds good.
Awesome.
I'm sorry for taking up all of your time with my funky fresh rhymes.
No, it's you have Spencer engaged. That's all that matters.
Yay! Best friends, high five.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going now. Bye, guys.
Bye.
And of course, like we said, there's a lot of great individuals here at this event. Of course, we have with us Dennis from the Graphic Novels Explorers Club.
Hey.
It's a really big mouthful for a really awesome podcast.
I know.
How long have you been podcasting here in Sacramento?
Gosh, we've been doing it for about 3 years now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, we started off small. I started off with my friend Johnny. I wanted to do a reading club. And then he said, well, why don't we make it a podcast? And I said, I'm not sure about that.
Yeah.
And then he insisted, and then we came together. And so we put together the podcast. We basically, every episode, we read a different book. You know, not just Capes and Cows. We do all sorts of different types of books, slice of life books, all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then we review it. And sometimes the authors listen to our episodes, unfortunately. You think that's cool. But we're not always kind to the books. Sometimes they're enthusiastic about us reviewing it, and they're like all over it, and then they listen to the episode, and then they start writing us, and that's not so great. But, you know, we tell them, we just give our honest take. We don't rip people and say they're stupid or anything like that. But if it didn't really, like, resonate with us, we're going to let them know that it didn't resonate with us, right?
It's all about being honest and,
right, exactly.
and giving listeners an honest take rather than...
Exactly.
And I think that's one of the common goals in terms of, like, our podcast with... With Dennis's podcast, like, we do the same thing when it comes to movies, and we take a hard look, and honestly, we have no problem telling each other, you know what, this movie was okay, but we don't think it hit the mark.
Right.
And it's okay to be honest, because when you're honest, you can be transparent, you can be real, and you can actually have a true conversation about where it kind of fell short, where it could have been built up, and I think that's actually a really cool thing to learn about each other, because honestly, like I mentioned right before we went on the air, Dennis and I had met last year at this event, and we talked for a little bit, but then we went our separate ways to go and do whatever we were doing. I was probably looking for this guy, and I think you were getting ready to start recording.
Right.
So, but it's awesome to realize, like, a lot of our passions behind what we do run in, like, similar veins. They run in similar streams.
Absolutely.
And it's awesome. Like, what are some of the things you guys got in store coming up for your podcast?
Well, we're trying to mix things up a little bit. Mm. I mean, we're still doing the read a book and review it, but now we're trying to reach out to creators.
Nice.
After having them reach out to us, we figure, well, maybe we'll reach out to them, do a little interview, figure out what's going on,
and then
about their work, anything they're promoting, and then maybe review a book as well, and be honest about it still. And like you said, the honesty is really where it's at. I mean, it doesn't matter how big of a person they are. I mean, if Tarantino puts out a bad film, you're going to say it's a bad film, right?
We actually did.
No, absolutely. I hope it wasn't Hollywood, Once Upon a Hollywood.
Yeah.
You didn't like it?
It was okay. I mean, it was definitely his homage to his foot fetish. So I have to say that one.
Right. I will say it's a very Tarantino film. It's like the most Tarantino of Tarantino films.
It's getting there. It's just, I think for us, when we talked about it on the episode, one of the things that was running through our minds was the fact that Tarantino himself had said this was going to be the closest to, like, a stacking type of story as Pulp Fiction.
Right.
And I'm like, Pulp Fiction's up there for me.
Right.
It's really up there. But I don't know, like, if a lot of the sub-stories were as strong.
Oh, no. Definitely not. If you're going to compare it to Pulp Fiction.
Exactly.
I mean, each story is very distinctive, and you remember that.
Yeah.
I mean, the Sharon Tate stuff is almost fluff.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly.
It's almost pointless. I mean, it's an homage to her, it's almost pointless. So I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, being honest about that stuff, we reviewed a Michael Bendis book, one of his earlier works.
Oh, wow.
Michael Bendis, you know, writer of tons of stories, mm-hmm. you know, creator of Miles Morales, all that stuff.
Yeah.
But his early stuff, terrible. Terrible. But, you know, that's a great tale to tell because you could be absolutely crappy. You could do your own artwork. And it could be shit, but guess what? If you keep plugging away and you're honest about your work and you just work hard, guess what? You could be Michael Bendis. You could start.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you take a look at, I mean, in the film world, you look at somebody like M. Night Shyamalan.
Right.
M. Night Shyamalan had Lightning in a Bottle with Sixth Sense.
Oh, for sure.
And then there was a little bit of muddiness, and then he kind of hit nosedive when he did The Last Airbender.
Oh, my God.
Oh, gosh.
But then after
that
he began to slowly creep back up, and he ended up creating almost like a return to form with his most recent film.
Right, Split.
Yeah.
Although Glass, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Same here. I believe Split is probably its better out of the two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think that film in itself gave fans so much more hope for seeing what we had first fell in love with.
No,
with.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then I think for him, too, I think it helped that he didn't always put his name up front. You remember remember there was a time with an M. Night Shyamalan film or whatever?
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, what's the twist, right?
M. Night Shyamalan Presents or whatever.
Right, right, exactly. And then once he started, like, taking that back, then it's like, okay, I don't know. I don't think I remember him being advertised as a director for Split. So I went in like, thinking, oh, what's this film about? And being blown away. And then when I heard who directed it, I was like, really?
Yeah.
The guy who did
The
Last Airbender?
That was the big twist. That was it.
Yeah, the twist was this was good.
Well, Dennis, where can people find your podcast? And what are the, like, where are you at on social media and on the website?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You can find us on the Insta and Twitter at GN Explorers Club. And we're on iTunes, Google, everything. Wherever podcasts are found, just look up Graphic Novel Explorers Club.
Awesome, man. Thanks for having us.
Hey, thanks for having me, man.
All right. And so as we wrap up tonight's been an awesome opportunity just to talk with several different people of the community, people who actually contribute to the cosplay community as well as the art community. We get a chance to sit down with the Odin Makes of YouTube fame. It's an honor to actually sit across from you and talk to you.
Thank you.
I'm used to actually sitting in front of my computer and usually watching him like, how does he do that? I don't know if I can get material like that, but I can find out, and
it's, right. Well, it's I'm the wrong one to say it, but it's not that hard. It's a razor knife.
See,
you just cut it straight.
So he says
it
in his video. So he says. Odin, what is it about like conventions that draws you to places like this?
Well, I've been a hardcore nerd my whole life. I can remember my mom taking me to my first Star Trek convention, probably 1976, 1977.
Nice.
In the Castro Valley Library down in the Bay Area.
Cool.
It was just the back room, 16mm films. I bought the science officer badge. She sewed it on my hoodie. It was great. So it's been lifelong.
So you've been a fan of going to conventions, just being a nerd for as long as probably nerddom's been around, essentially.
Pretty close, yes. You got some hardcore nerds that can go pull up some history and say, no, it's been around longer.
All right.
But for me, it's been lifelong.
All those Las Vegas people like, I shook hands with Sinatra. I shook hands with Disney. Yeah. I know what nerddom is. You've been creating videos in helping cosplayers ultimately like fulfill their entire outfit.
Some of them,
Like, with incredible objects. Like, I've been following you for a while. Like, you created Mjolnir. I remember one of the more recent ones. You created Thanos' long sword.
Yeah, the Thanos copter, right?
Yeah. And I did see that outtake in your video where you tried to start spinning it. And I'm like, he's going to hurt himself. Watch.
Oh, yeah. No, but that thing's a wrist breaker. Yeah.
I bet. I think one of my favorite videos of yours has to be your Doom hand.
The right-handed Doom.
The right-handed Doom.
Thank you. Yeah, I love that one.
That honestly actually was one of the big ones that drew me into like looking more into cosplaying and wanting to take a first step. So I think one of the first questions I just want to ask you is, what would you suggest for somebody who's like brand new into cosplay?
Okay.
They're like, I want to start making stuff. I want to start being a maker. I want to start creating. Where do you think would be the first place to send them?
to send them.
Yeah.
Honestly, the best thing to do is think about what it is they want to do, right?
Yeah.
Because if you're going to cosplay, you're going to pick a character.
Yeah.
And you can pick a character like, say, John Constantine,
yeah,
who's all clothes, and the only prop you're going to need is a cigarette. So it's, you know, which I'm not knocking John. I love his books. But if you want to do like a Voltron pilot,
yeah,
you're going to end up with a lot of bulbous armor parts because yeah, the shoulders, the spheres, the helmet's the sphere. All that's, in my opinion, going to be foam. It's going to be the easiest. And you can get patterns from multiple channels. Like Evil Ted Smith has a really good sphere pattern. It's a single pattern piece,
yeah,
and you can make a complete circle out of it.
Yeah.
And then you just modify it from there. The biggest thing I would say for anyone new is don't get caught up on what an object is as far as what you're going to use in cosplay.
Yeah.
You want to look at shapes. It's a lot like sketching. Okay, this starts out as a circle, and you add details, and okay, now it's a head. You do the same thing, but in three dimensions.
Yeah.
And honestly, that's about the easiest thing for me to say as far as what would you do first? And then don't get caught up on perfection.
Yeah. Most definitely. And that's one of the great things about, like, cosplay, I think, is, like, there's really no, like, specific way to start.
No.
And it sounds like for a lot of people, that's one of the biggest hurdles, ultimately, is just finding out, like, all right, we don't know how far and wide this ocean is, but right, when do we jump?
It's as far as wide as you want it to be. You want to go out in the Caribbean where you can wade for miles? Do it, because it's a lot of fun. If you want to go to the trenches, well, that's fun too.
What is it that drew you to actually becoming a creator? Because I know you've been a nerd for a while, but creating is a whole different ball game.
It is.
And like, what was it that drew you to creating?
Halloween.
The movie Halloween?
Well, almost.
Oh, I was gonna say.
But the actual event of Halloween. Wars was a big part of it. I loved the monsters and the rubber makeup.
Yeah.
And so doing Halloween and the excitement of Halloween coming up because I wasn't doing, I would go to cons, but I wasn't always making a Star Trek uniform.
Yeah.
Because that was very much kind of what it was. Everything was very separated.
Yeah.
So that was it. It was doing that. And then I started doing a Rocky Horror Picture Show because now I can dress up every weekend. Right. and it just kind of grew from there.
Do you have a favorite cosplay that you like to do?
My favorite cosplay that I've done is about 20 years ago now. Me and a group of friends did Gwar. So there's a rock band called Gwar.
Gwar.
Which looks like kind of Kiss meets the Muppets.
Exactly.
Right. So I was a ball sack to Jaws of Death. So I had hooves. I had spikes all over my shoulders, a bear trap for a face. And I pretty much didn't wear anything from the knees up and the chest down. that was a lot of fun because it was just huge and goofy.
That's super awesome.
Did you have any questions?
Well, Odin, man, we really appreciate you being here and you being local here in the Sacramento area.
Yes.
That's actually really awesome. Oddly enough, I just found that out about you like not even half an hour ago.
Surprise.
I'm still processing. I'm like, this guy, I've been watching all this time here, town. So,
all been shot here in town.
So, where can people find you at in terms of on the YouTubes and also on other social media platforms?
Almost everything is Odin Makes.
Okay.
And just simply ODINMAKES, OdinMakes.com, redirects right to the YouTube channel.
Great.
So,
there you go.
Easiest one, but it's the same thing on Instagram, Facebook. It's all that.
Awesome.
So it's consistent. I'll be doing Twitch here probably pretty soon, too.
Oh, wow.
But
there
I don't have Odin Makes there. Someone else has got that.
Oh.
And it's dead. It's like, dang it.
Exactly.
I was slow on that one.
Awesome. Well, thanks again for being on the show, man.
Yeah, thank you. It was a lot of fun.
So like we said, getting an awesome opportunity to talk to such great people here at the convention. This is one of those rare opportunities where coming together with like nerds, like people who have same hearts, people who have same passions, it really creates not just like an event, but it creates almost like a revival. This is almost like church for nerds, you know? I really
nerd
feel like
church.
This is like nerd church. And
that's such a terrible.
Hey, you know what? You call it what you will. I would rather worship here than in other places. I'm just saying.
Uh-huh.
But you know what? No, like coming here, it's really awesome to find people who just share in that camaraderie
and then
just have the opportunity to sit down and just, you know, shoot through the wind about random stuff, whether it's about practical effects, whether if it's about cosplay, whether it's about art. I mean, the fact that we're here and having the chance to have all those same conversations all on one show says something.
Yeah.
So
it's pretty awesome.
Well, we're going to wrap this whole episode up. And you know what? If you haven't had a chance to, check out your local listings of conventions, because I'm pretty sure something's going on in your area. And if you don't know, you're probably missing out. So, Spencer.
This has been Extra Credit with the Film Philosophers. We'll catch you next time.
That'll do.